So we're on Mem Pav Gimel, top line. So the Gemara says 46a, the top line. So the Gemara says Reb Zera Chalash, Reb Zera got ill. Alagabi Rabbi Abahu. So Rabbi Abahu went to visit him, and Rabbi Abahu was in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll see that it'll be somewhat important in the Gemara Sugi later on. Kabilale Imitpach Katina Charis Shake Avidan Yom Tabla Rabbanan. So Rabbi Abahu was makabel upon himself that if Katina, like the short one that's with the burnt thighs, that's a reference to Rabbi Zera. So Rashi brings down the top line. Kacha you call Rabbi Zera. That was what people would call Rabbi Zera. The Tama Farsh Bab Mitzia Basokar Polim. So the Gemara over there says, if you look at Rabbi Nissim going on the side, he brings it down. Let's look at Rabbi Nissim going on the side of the Gemara. He says, the left hand column. Okay, so it's Rabbi Nissim Kash Kabile Rabbi Bao, Yimitpa Katin Harishake, Hadavarsh Rishulnik Rabbi Zera Bezeh Shem, Beforshbo, Mitzia Perak Sokhadapolim, Bzera Kisalat Le Israel. When Rabbi Zera went to Eretz Israel, Yativ Shoshmeo Tanita, he fasted 300 fasts. Mea kamaita kihechid lishtaka tamunu de bavel minei kihechid lo nitrach begirsei. So 100 fasts that he should forget the learning he had in Babel. In other words, he felt that the learning, he didn't want that learning anymore, so he wants to start from fresh. He says, it means that he didn't like the learning in Babel. It was, I think, too contentious, people arguing with one another. And then it says, Mea mitziata lo nishkuv rabbi law bishane benaflan alay mila de tzibura. Then 100 fasts that rabbi law, in other words, Reb Lazar shouldn't die, and then Reb Zera would be responsible for communal activities. Mea batraita kihech lo nishlot bo nura de gehenim. So the last 100, so that the fires of gehenim shouldn't have any koach over him. So the last 100 fasts that he should be immune to the fires of gehenim. So call Platin Yomin Habadik Nafshe. So for 30 days he would check himself. Shakar Tanura, Salak Yati Begave, Lo Hava Kashalta Beinura. So he would heat up an oven, go in the oven, and he would be immune to the fires. So you figure I'm in good shape. Yomachad Yahu Be Rabbanani Nahu Bacharach Shake. So one day they come and looked at him. It's like not a good look. They look at how bad things have, right? And his thighs got singed or burned. So Bekarule Katin Charach Shake. They called him like the shorter one with the burnt thighs. And again, Reb Zera is like, that's the way in Babel, like the word is Ze'ira was his name, like Zion, Ayin, Yud, Resh, Aleph. So Ze'ira like means small. So please, okay, so Ze'ira means small. So we so need, so they would call him Reb Zera. They call him Reb Zera. So that's the way that goes. I'll pause just a few lines, okay? So he says, Nipach Katin Chashake. So back in the Gemara. So he says, if Reb Zera gets healed, Avina Yom Tav Rabban, I'm going to be a big yantav, a big party for all the rabbis. Ipach, so Reb Zera, he had Refu Shlema. Abad Sudat Lakula Rabbanan. So Rabbi Bao was making a big party for all the rabbis. Kimat to the Mishrei when he wanted to make Hamotzi. So now the Mishrei means like Shiruta is a meal. So he wants to like say Hamotzi. Amar Le Reb Zera Lishrei Lanmar. He said, you're the guest of honor. Why don't you say Hamotzi? Amar Le Lo Savar Lamar Lahad Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Balabayat Botzea. He says, don't you hold for Rabbi Yochanan says that Balabayat should be Botzea. You're the Balabas here. So you should be the one to say Hamotzi. So Sharilu, so that being the case, so Rabbi Abahu said Hamotzi. Kimat to the Baruch, the host, right? Kimat to the Baruche. When it came time to bench, Amarle Nivrich Lanmar. So he said, "Would you lead us in the benching?" He says to Rabbi Zera, Amarle Lo Saber Lamar Lahad Rav Huna Dibin Babel. He says, "Don't you hold from what Rav Huna from Babel?" So they're in Eretz Yisrael. Rav was in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Zera had made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. And this whole incident with the fire took place after he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he says, "Don't you hold from Rav Huna from Babel?" It means the regular Rav Huna. The Gemara is Rav Huna bin Babel. The Amar Botzei Mevarech, that the one who said Hamotzi is the one who lead the benching. Don't you hold from that? So you said Hamotzi, so now you got to do the benching. So the Gemara says, "Ve'iu Kaman Svirlei." So according to whom was Rabbi Abahu going that he asked him to lead the benching? He had Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yochai. He was following the statement of Rabbi Yochanan of the Tana Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Balabayit Botzeya, that the Balabas makes Hamotzi, V'oreach Mavarech, and the guest is the one who recites and leads the benching. His Balabayit Botzeya, the Balabayit makes Hamotzi, Kideshiv Tzaba Ayin Yafa, so that he, when he cuts the challah or the bread, he'll cut it generously, everybody gets a nice piece. In other words, since it's his house, he'll presumably be generous with it. The oreach mavarech, the oreach is the one who leads the benching, kideshi varech balabayit. So he'll give a bracha for the balabas. He'll give a bracha for the balabas. Okay, just one minute. Now, let me do the top tosfos, then I'll pause in a minute. Okay? And then when I get to the two das, we'll pause. Okay? So the top tosfos. Now, Tosfos is bothered here. You see, if you look in the Gemara, I went through it quickly, but there's something that doesn't quite fit in. In other words, Rabbi Abahu is the host, so he asks Reb Zeira to say Hamotzi. Then Reb Zeira quotes from Reb Yochanan. So Reb Zeira knows the member from Reb Yochanan. He quotes from Reb Yochanan. So then, but then when it comes time to bench, so Rabbi Abahu, who's the host, quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. So in other words, he seems like he didn't know from Rabbi Yochanan. Now he's quoting Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the one who says Amosi, the one that the Reach should guest the bench. And then the Gemara says, and what did Rabbi Zeira, who was the guest of honor, what did he hold? So he's holding like Rav Huna, but before he was quoting Rabbi Yochanan. So the whole thing is very confusing. So let's see back in the Gemara, in the Tosfos. So Sava Lamar Lahadamar Rav Huna Bim Bavu Chulei Mi Yesh Li Yashev Hani Tre Lishnei De Rabbi Yochanan. We could be Mi Yashev, like it means like the version that Rabbi Zeira had and the version that Rabbi Abahu had. In other words, that's what's going on with Hamotzi. They both know from the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Because they're both, because the one cites it later on. So they both cite Rabbi Yochanan during the course of this conversation. So what's the machloket about Hamotzi? So he says, Trade Lishnei Rabbi Yochanan, Shabalabai Mesi Vamahem, Vadai Hu Botse of Oreich Mavarech Vechule. When the Balabas is the one he's eating with them, certainly everybody agrees that he'll be the one saying Motzi and the guests will do the benching. And the guests will do the benching. But when the Balabas is not eating with them, so the Gadol should do a Motzi. So the Marsha says over here that it's not just when the Balabas is not there, but if there's a bigger Gadol B'Torah there, so then Rabbi Yochanan will hold that the bigger Gadol B'Torah should say Amotzi. So it would just run in. So it means like this. So they're sitting down for the banquet, right? Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Abahu was making this whole meal for Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira had a refuah shlema. So Rabbi Abahu felt Rabbi Zeira is the Gadol B'Torah. So even though he knew that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Baal HaBayis is the one to be Botzeya, but he felt that if there's a guest who's a bigger Talmid Chacham, I should trump it. And especially since he's the guest of honor at this meal. And you could say also another svara I saw in the Masifta is that Reb Zeira is almost like the Baal HaBayis, since the meal is in his honor. And Reb Zeira felt, no, I want you, you're the Baal HaBayis, you should make Hamotzi. So immediately on the Tosfos, he says, so when the Baal HaBayis is not Meisiv with him, so the Gadol will say Hamotzi, and he'll also do the Birkas Hamazon. So a little tricky over here. So in other words, they had an argument why each one should say Hamotzi, and Lechora in the end of Tosfos he says, let's see again. He says, he wants to say that, like, from the perspective of Rabbi Abahu, that Rabbi Zeira should have said Hamotzi, and Rabbi Zeira should have also said benched. In other words, the Gadol should do the benching and everything together. But Reb Zeira quoted from Rav Huna the other way. All right. Now, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we do so far?
So is he supposed to be, if you offer someone to be Botzeya or to be Mavarek,
right,
are you supposed to Misarev three times like a Chazan is
supposed
to?
No, I don't think so. Here's a different halacha. Like the Gemara learns, like, Kosher Yomar Lo Baal HaBayis Yaseh. When you're a Reach, whatever the Baal HaBayis tells you to do, you should do. So the correct Derech Eretz, I think, is to follow whatever the Baal HaBayis says. And the Baal HaBayis, I think.
But is the Baal HaBayis obligated to always do Motzi unless there's someone like...
No, in other words, if the Baal HaBayis wants to be mechavi somebody else with a motzi, I think he could. In other words, it's just like the Recheres, like the Gemara is saying, no one the Baal HaBayis is the one to say a motzi. That's telling
unless
you.
Unless he defers.
Unless he defers, right? Okay, now let me just do a few more lines in the Gemara, and then we'll summarize and we'll open up the floor for further discussion. Okay, so we're around 10 lines down. I'm in Bava 46a. So the Gemara says, my mevarech. So what is it? We said the oreach should be the one. Now, when the oreach is the one who's benching, it means he's the only one who's saying benching. Everybody else is listening to him, but he's going to have a special bracha for the Baal HaBayis when he's benching. So what's that bracha? So my mevarech. So Yehiratzon Shlo Yevosh Baal Habayit Ba'olam Hazeh, that me God's will that the Baal Habas is not embarrassed in this world, Velo Yikaleim Le'olam Haba, and he's not embarrassed, humiliated in the next world. The Rebbe Mosif Ba Devarim. Rebbe was Mosif additional language. He should be very successful in all of his nechasim. And Rashi says in the fourth narrow line, nechasav is karkaot, real estate. Nechasim in the Gemara is usually real estate. May his properties and our properties be successful and clear to the city, like we don't have to schlep around. And let the Satan not have any shalita, like any rulership and anything that he does or we do. In other words, you don't want like the Yetzer Hara involved with anything. It shouldn't befall before us any thought of a chayt or an aveira and avon me'atavilam forever. Now, in other Rishonim, if you look on the side, they have the Girsa Yizdakek. Yizdakek, so I was talking to somebody in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Ariel Diamond, so he was saying if Yizdakek is from Lashon Zika, like connection. In other words, like I shouldn't be like in the thrall of Yetzahara. Now, just one minute. Now, if you look in the Sidurim, and the Artful Siddur has this, you know, Let's just two more minutes, and then I'll let you open, okay? So, if you have a sitter, you can look at it, but if you don't have a sitter, so there's a special paragraph in gray after the Rachamans. It says, Yihirashon Shlo Yevosh Vli Kaleim Balabai Nezed, Lo Mazel Lo Bai. It's got the whole verbiage there. Now let me just do a little piece with this. One sentence.
Not generally included okay. In a venture.
Okay, just one minute. We're almost there. Okay, now the Gemara. Now he quotes the Gemara. Now the Chadashim Gam Yishanim wonders why this bracha, which is the Kana Chazal, rabbinic ordinance, is not printed in most Sidurim. The tour indicates that the prayer, Rachmani Vrecha Balabai Dezeh, that is printed in the Sidurim and is recited at the conclusion of Birkas Mazon, takes the place of the Yiratzon. In other words, that's what you were saying, Fern, which says, Rachmani Vrecha Balabai Dezeh. The Ma'adanei Yom Tov, however, finds it difficult to understand why we recite a different version of the blessing than that which is stated in the Gemara. In other words, the Chorah, if you have the bracha that's in the Gemara, that should be the one to do. Now, the Rambam, in codifying this halacha, writes that when a guest leads the Birkas Hamazon, he should append the blessing of Yehi Ratzon Shlo Yevosh V'chulei to the fourth blessing of Birkas Hamazon. The Rambam says, here's the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Uchshem Evarecho Reich Eitzabal Abayit, Mosif for a Bracha L'Abal Abayit. In other words, the Rambam goes through the Brachot, you see the first Bracha is Hazan, second is Noda, the third, and then the fourth. And then he's Mosif this. So the Brisker Rav infers from the words of the Rambam that the guest blessing is not a separate blessing, but rather is an addendum to the bracha of a tova meitiv. In other words, when the Rambam says it, he says mosif ba. In other words, he adds on to it, so it's like an attachment to that fourth bracha. Therefore, he asserts the guest should insert the blessing of Yiratzon immediately following the bracha of a tova meitiv, i.e., after the words le'olam ayichasreinu. So not like in the Artscroll Siddur, the way the Brisker Rav held is that when you get to the le'olam ayichasreinu, then from there you go right into Yiratzon, so you both fully calling balabai dasev. Now, furthermore, insists the Brisker Rav, upon concluding the bracha of a tova meitiv, the guest should not pause, but rather should continue immediately with the Yiratzon, and the listener should not answer Amen until the conclusion of the Yiratzon, since the Yiratzon is not a separate blessing, but is an addendum to the fourth bracha. So according to the way the Brisker Rav is learning, it becomes like part of the fourth bracha. Then everybody who's there, like in other words, the person's benching, so he's reciting each bracha. So he says, Baruch Hashem Hazan and Akol. Then everybody says, Amen. Then we all continue together, and in honor of his own. And then, Bonei Baruch Hashem Amen. Then he gets to the end of the fourth bracha, the way the Brisker Rav understands it, he should just go straight into the Yiratzon, and then after you say this bracha, everybody should answer Amen. Everybody should answer Amen. Now, let me just get the Shulchan Aruch out, then we'll open up. Now, let me see, he has it here. Reish Aleph Aleph. So, you have it open already, right? Odeib, right? Okay, so the Mechaber says like this. The Mechaber mentions about the people benching, and then he says, he gives the nusach of the bracha. He says, Bim bala bayit rotzeh levater al birchato, lebrech birchato mazon ba'atma rashoi. The Balabas he doesn't even, he's not concerned with that bracha, and he wants to do the benching, he can. He says, I could let anybody do the benching, whoever I prefer. All right. Now, okay, who's the questions, comments, or thoughts, anything we did so far?
Do you go to people's homes and hear that Yehi Ratzon?
When I go, which I don't go too often to people's homes, when I go, and if they, I do try to say this bracha for the Baal HaBaas.
I always hear it.
Yeah. You always hear it?
I hear it, because hear it. It's okay. In the Koran, it's always in the Koran.
All right. Okay. I think it's a very nice bracha.
It's
nice,
I think it's beautiful. Right. I never hear it.
Well, now you know. So now you give the bracha to the guest. You say, here, in case you need this, here's a bracha.
The guests are saying it out loud.
Give it to the guy who's mevarech.
Well, you know, some of the benchers do have it. I think the Arsco benchers have it. So you get your Arsco bencher lined up, and you give it to them. And you could point, you have it or don't have it. You have it, or you have a fuller text, a bigger text.
I don't do, but the Koran has it, and the Koran says,
"Yeah, but this is not the last one.
So that's why you do outscroll. I do the Koran. The outscroll doesn't live in the Medina.
This is a more florid language. Yeah. It's like, in other words, the way the art scroll has it, it's and Machaber has it like that as well. So the art scroll's Nusach Bracha holds more towards the Machaber and the Gemara.
So?
You have it right in front of you.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the Gemara, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay. So if there's no other questions, comments, or thoughts, I'm going to go on. Did you want to say something more, Oded, before?
No, you're good?
Okay, let's go on. All right. Now,
it's very beautiful.
Okay, now. Okay, now I'm up to the two dots. Everybody with me? Okay. Ad heichan birkat hazimun. Now, in the next sugya, there's a big machlok between Rashi, Tosfos, and other Rishonim how to learn the sugya. So first I'll do the sugya the way Rashi learns it, and then I'll go back and I'll do it the way Tosfos and other Rishonim learn it. All right? So ad heichan birkat hazimun, the way Rashi learns it, is what is considered birkat hazimun? Is Rav Nachman Amar ad Nevarech, Rav Sheshan Amar ad Hazan. Rav Nachman says up until Nevarech, in other words, like the preamble that we're used to, and the rest is the regular benching. Rav Sheshan Amar ad Hazan. Now the way Rashi takes it, Rav Sheshan says up until Hazan and Akol. So the way Rashi takes it, if a person is benching by himself, he'll begin in No Delecha. He would not recite the bracha of Hazan and Akol according to Rav Sheshan. Rav Sheshit said Hazan is part of the Zimun.
So
the way Rashi understands it, the first bracha within Rav Sheshit, that's part of the Birchas Zimun. So if you have a mezuman, you'll say that bracha. You don't have a mezuman, you won't say the bracha. And then according to the first opinion, no. Everybody begins the benching we're used to, and you begin the other way. Now, the Tosfos, look at the second Tosfos. Tosfos asks a lot of questions on this. Look at the second Tosfos, everybody have it? The second Tosfos, okay? So, Adheicham Birchat Zimun Chule. So, Piresh Rashi, Mamtin Adaz. Let me do the Rashi first, I'm sorry. Let me do the Rashi inside first, okay? He spells it out later on. Okay. Let me go back to the Tosfos. So, Adheicham Birchat Zimun Chule. So, Piresh Rashi, Mamtin Adazan. Vazan bichlal shnayim mevarchin azan. So Rashi says that two people, in other words, if we were just two people together, we would not recite the bracha of azan, according to Rav Sheshet. V'lo nehira. Tosu says, I don't think that makes so much sense. The birchat azan deraita, the birchas azan. That's part of the birchos deraisa. The eich yachid patur mina. How could a yachid be exempt from it? V'od hakaimalan k'Rav Sheshet beisurei. Now, Tosfos introduces another klal. We hold like Rav Sheshet when it comes to Isurim. So here we have a machlok between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. So if Rav Sheshet holds the way Rashi says that the benching for Yachid begins with no delicha, and when you normally hold like Rav Sheshet, that means that's the way we should bench. He says Ladida Yachid Omer Shnayim. So according to him, a Yachid only says two brachot, meaning you'll say Al Arzvi Al Mazon and Bonei Brachot Bishlam Duraisa. V'chol Dukta Nachat Shlosh Brachot. But everywhere in Shas it always says three brachot. So that's not working out too well. V'dochak Lomar Lomairi Elabiyesh Zimun Rav Sheshet, and Sadochak to say that all the cases in the Gemara where it says three brachot, it's talking about that there's a Zimun. That's what it means. V'od Demasim B'chol Yom Diachin Mevar Shlosh Brachot. In addition to which, Tosfos says our experience, everybody benches and they say three brachot. Three brachot means Hazan Arkol Arzvi Lazon and Bonei Brachot Bishlam Amen. Ba'od, the midatani lechama pirkin, uveirachta zubir karazimon, et Hashem alkecha zubir karazan. Now, on the side, it says a little bit differently, but the Gemara has a limud. The kashler of Sheshet, Yomar Hazan Zubir Kasazimun. So it's hard to understand according to Rav Sheshet, because according to Rav Sheshet, that Hazan is part of the Bir Kasazimun, and Limud was Uberach the Zubir Kasazimun. You know what I mean? In other words, like there's one Limud for Bir Kasazimun, another phrase for Bir Kasazan. But according to Rav Sheshet, the way the Rashi is learning, Birkas Hazan is part of the Zimun. It says, Lachain Yesh Lafarish. Here's the key, though you focus with your headline or whatever. Lachain Yesh Lafarish, the Kai Ad La'el. So Tosha says, when the Gemara says, Ad Heichan Birkas Hazimun, it's referring to the earlier Sukkah that we did yesterday, the Kamar Echad Mafsik L'Shtayim. So we said in yesterday's Gemara, if two people want a bench, and there are three people eating together, one person wants to continue eating, so the one person has to stop eating, and while the other two do the zimun. Ubay nami ad heichan tzirich lahamtin. So the Gemara is here asking, how long does that third person who wants to continue eating and not bench, how long does he have to wait with the zimun? So the first opinion is up until they finish Nevarich. In other words, you know, Baruch Shekhan Shalom V'Chayinu. Rav Sheisha Amar Achim Ru Azan. Rav Sheisha says to Azan. That's the way Tosfos understands. So, okay, now. U'misham ba'ilach yichol yachil l'chol v'lo misham the Chashib Birkat Azan mi Zimun. It's not that Birkat Azan is part of the Zimun. Tosfos, he's emphasizes.
Yeah.
He says, Devada Yachid Nami Mechayim Azan. Even if you're Yachid, you have to say Azan. El Mishav the Kevin to Devarech Eina Bracha Eino Omer Levado. In other words, like you say, Nevarech Shechal, we're going to bless you Hashem, but you need a Bracha. Like it's Chaser Bracha. El Yigmor Ima Gam Birkat Azan Shehi Bracha. You should wait till they finish Birkat Azan. Vahashtanicha the Kaimel Shapir Kerav Shech. So now the cloud works says we're going to paskal like Rav Sheshet. That's fine. Ukeperusa itmar b'Yerushalmi. And similar pshat is in the Yerushalmi. Okay, let's go back again. So according to Rashi, the question of the Gemara is ad heichan birkas hazimun means what is birkas hazimun? Is it just like the preamble, you know, till Baruch Shachal Mishalo, or is it till Hazan and Akol? That's what Rashi learns. And Tosfos is learning how long does the third person who doesn't want a bench right now, how long does he have to wait with it? Okay, now let's go back to the pshat. Rashi, we'll do the Gemara, then I'll do the Pshat with the other Rishonim. All right? Now, let's get back on the Gemara. Everybody with me? So the Gemara.
Can I ask a question on the Tosfot before you go on?
What?
According to Tosfot, if you have to say Hazan with the Zimun, then when I finish eating, if I'm the third man.
We're going to come to it.
Okay.
Now, all right, so eight lines above where it gets wide. Okay? So the Gemara says, Nema Kitanoi, should we say the machloket between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet? We're going with Rashi's pshat first, about you know, how long is the birchas of Zimun. So should we say Nema Kitanoi? Should we say that it's subject to machloket tanoim? The Tani Chara, we learn in one brisa, birchas amazon, the Bach changed it to shtayim b'shalosh. The birchas amazon is 2 and 3. The way Rashi understands it, the number of brachot is 2 and 3. Where sometimes there'll be 2 brachot, sometimes 3 brachot. Betani idach shalosh vi arba. And we learn another brisa, the benching is sometimes 3 and sometimes 4 brachot. So the Gemara says, Sivarua, the Talmidim, in the base measure saw it, the Kuliyama Tova Meitiv Lav Doraiti. That Tova Meitiv is not a bracha doraisa. Okay. So we're going to leave that out of the discussion. So we're just going to focus on Birkas Hamazon, the first 3 brachot. My laba hakimiflagi, is it not that the machloka between these 2 brises is as follows? Mantamar shtayim shalosh kesavar, the brisa that says 2 and 3, kesavar ad hazan. In other words, it's 2 and 3 because if I don't have a zimun,
individual.
So it's 2 brachot, individual. Right? It's just I'm an individual benching, so it's 2 brachot, right? I'm no delicha al aretz v'yom hazon to bonei brachma v'shalom emein, 2 brachot. If I have a zimun, there are 3 brachot. So the brisa that says 2 and 3, that'll be like the tzad, like Rav Sheshet, according to Rashi, that the birchas zimun includes the birchas hazan. Uman damar shosh va'arba, and the brisa that says sometimes the birchas hamazon is 3 or 4, ksavar ad nevarich. He holds like Rav Nachman, where Rav Nachman will hold like that brisa that ad nevarich. So if I'm benching by myself, I make 3 brachot. And there was the hazan and akol, aris v'mazon and bonei brachah v'shalom emein. That's 3. And then if I'm doing a zimun, that counts as another bracha. There was rabbatai nevarich, the brosh shakal mishalo. That counts as another bracha.
That's your fourth one.
That's my fourth one. So it'll be 3 and 4. So the Gemara says, now, all right, let me do this now according to the way the whole bunch of other Rishonim learn it. So the so we explained according to the Tosfos, the question was how long does that third person have to wait, you know, before he goes on doing his own business? So either till the end of the Zimun or till the end of Hazan and Akul. That's what we said. So how will they explain this Gemara? So the way they'll explain this Gemara is how many the Shnayim Shalosh. In other words, I can't break up a bracha into two people. One. In other words, if I want different people, let's say everybody doesn't know the benching. Let's say we all don't know
each
the benching.
One has one bracha.
Let's say I'm eating with Odeid or I'm eating with all three of you. I don't know all the bracha. You don't know all the bracha. You don't know all the bracha. So we could divide them up. But I can't divide up one bracha into two people. I could divide up a bracha. So the way the learning is that with the brachot is that one brisa is saying sometimes the benching can be broken up between two or three people. In other words, so it could be broken up to two people. So that would be if there's in other words, in two people, one person could also say two of the brachot. So, but the point is that it's maxed out at three. In other words, there's maximum of three brachot to be said. And the other one holds, there's a maximum of four brachot to be said.
That's Zimun is separate.
That's what's coming out with it, right. So the one who holds that the Zimun is mitzuraf to the Birchas Hazan will hold there's just three brachot maximum. And the one who holds that the Birchas Zimun is by itself and Hazan is by itself,
four.
So it's four maximum. That's the way that won't learn. Okay? Now, let's go back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry to keep going back and forth like this. So the Gemara says, so that's the way we had the brises. So the Gemara says two lines before it gets wide. So we think that this machlok between Rav Nachman and Rav Shesh is a machlok at Tanoim. So now the Gemara says, lo, Rav Nachman mitars tamid, Rav Shesh mitars tamid. Each one can explain the brises according to his shito. Rav Nachman mitars tamid. Rav Nachman can explain according to his shito. Now Rav Nachman is the one who holds that it's like the Birchas Zimun is by itself and Birchas Zan is by itself. Kulim ad Nevarik. I hold Rav Nachman that all of them agree with me. Manda Marshlosh Arba Shapir. So the Brisa says three and four. That's on all fours with me. In other words, three and four. In other words, the way Rashi will learn, it means
if you're individual, you have three.
Individual three, and with the Zimun you have four. That works out well. Umanda Marshtaim Shalosh, and the one who said the Brisa that says two and three, Amar Lach Hachab Yerchepol Maskinan. So Rav Nachman would say to you that in Achinami it's working with the same Shita, but it's talking about Birchas HaPoelim. It was when Poelim bench. The Amar Mar, you had this earlier in the first Perek on Daf Tet Zayin. Now, the Bach has a different language than we have in the Gemara. The Bach has the Amar Mar, Bracha Rishon Ketikuna, Shnia Patech Birchat Aretz, Vekolim Bone Yerushalayim. The main idea is that the Poelim, they conflate two of the Brachot. So the Birchas Hazan and Akol, they say, and then Nodelecha and Bone Yerushalayim, they combine in one Bracha. That's Birchas HaPoelim. So he says the Amar Mar Poteach Bahazan Bekul Bnei Yerushalayim Birkat Aretz. So the one that says the way Rav Nachman will explain it, the one that says two and three, it's talking about the workers. The workers are two and three. If the workers are benching by themselves, so they make two brachot. They only have two brachot in their Birchas Hamazon. That's what the Gemara said in the first parak. They have to get back to work.
They have to hurry up.
But why can't they all bench together?
No. Let's say if they all bench together, then it's three. Then it's three. That's what he's saying. In other words, he's explaining the brisa. Two or three. So two or three means two or three brachot. So if I'm a worker, I'm eating a meal by myself, or I'm eating with you. Right. I'm not benching with Zimun. So how many brachot do I recite as a worker? Two. If I'm doing Zimun, then it's going to be three, because the Zimun counts as a bracha. That's what he's saying. So Rav Nachman has a way to explain both prices. Then let's go back. The third white line, Rav Sheshet Mitzharet Satame, Rav Sheshet will explain the prices according to his Shita, Bikuli Amar Hazan. Everybody holds the Birchas Hazimun is still Hazan, Mandamar Shtaim Shtol Shapir. So the one that says two and three, that's fine. That's on all fours
if
with him.
Individual is two.
Two,
individual
and the other one is three. Exactly. Umandamar Shloshva Arba, the one that says three and four, Kesavar Atova Meitiv Doraitahu. He holds that Atova Meitiv is a Bracha Doraisa. So if a tova meitiv is a bracha to a raisa, it's really saying the same thing. If a tova meitiv is a raisa, so if I'm benching by myself, I begin a noda, but I have three brachot. I have ala aretz v'ala mazon, boni yerushalayim, and li'olam hayachasreinu. And if I'm doing birchas hazimun, then I have four. So he has a way to explain it, and Rav Nachman has a way to explain it. Now, let me just go back with the other Rishonim. So they're learning about like dicing up the brachot. So again, you can learn it the same way. How many brachot are in the benching? All right. Let me just do a few more lines, then I'll pause. Okay. So five lines on the bottom. Now the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yosef." Now the Gemara gets into it. So we're pretty much done with Rav Sheshet and Rav Nachman, or for the moment. Now they have this machloket, but now we're getting into discussion: is the Birchas HaTova Meitiv a bracha d'oraisa or a bracha d'rabanan? Okay, and this comes up later on in the Masechta as well. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yosef. Teda d'Tova Meitiv lav d'oraita." Rav Yosef says, "I can prove to you that a Tova Meitiv is not a bracha minatora, shari polim okrim ota, that the polim are allowed to dispense with it. So if it would be that it would be a bracha d'oraisa, so the Chachamim would never have said you could dispense with it. That's his proof that it's a d'rabanan." Amrav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei D'Rav. It's actually, again, it's Machloka Tanayim, whether it's a bracha d'oraisa or d'rabanan. But Rav Yosef is saying that's the way. Now he says, Amrav Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei D'Rav. Teda Tov Meitiv Lav D'oraisa. I can prove to you that it's not d'oraisa. Shrei Poteich Baba Baruch Vein Chotein Taba Baruch. Now I'll say this outside first. Now, in the Birchas HaMazon, we've spoken about bracha smucha l'chaverta. Bracha smucha l'chaverta, I have one bracha on the foothills on the of the previous bracha. So if it's bracha smucha l'chaverta, so I don't have to begin with baruch, right? Like in Birchos Kriyat Shema. Like the beginning of Birchos Kriyat Shema begins with baruch, then I say Yotzer Amorot, then I go Ava Rabba. I don't begin that bracha with baruch, because it's smucha l'chaverta. So if you look at Birchas HaMazon, the first bracha begins with baruch, then in Baruch Hashem Zana Kol. Second is just no delicha, it doesn't begin with baruch. The third is rachemna, it doesn't begin with baruch. Then, baruch atah Hashem elkeinu melech kol avinu. So, in Akinamu we can ask why it's not bracha smucha l'chaverta, but he wants to say that that's a siman, that it's a different sequence. In other words, here I have a sequence of three brachot, and then birchas hatova meitiv, the fourth bracha, is in a right, it's in a class by itself. So he says here, sharei poteich baba baruch vein chotein baba baruch. You begin, he says, it begins with baruch, and it does not chotein b'baruch. Kitatani, like we learned in the Braisa, kula brachot kulam poteich ben b'baruch, chotein b'baruch. All the brachot begin with baruch and end with baruch. And it means it begins with baruch atah Hashem, then before the chatimus baruch, like let's say yotzer amorot, baruch atah Hashem alkinim alkolam yotzer or, then before, baruch atah Hashem yotzer amorot. It says, chutz b'birchot ha-peirot, b'birchot ha-mitzvot, except for b'birchot ha-peirot, the bracha on fruit, and b'birchot ha-mitzvot, on mitzvahs, u'bracha smucha l'chaverta, a bracha that's close to another bracha, u'bracha chrona shebe kriyat shema, the last bracha of kriyat shema, it means, let's say, the bracha that follows kriyat shema, which would be, like, in the morning, would be Gal Yisrael, and in the evening, also Gal Yisrael. So he says, yesh mehen shepoteh b'barach, v'in chotein b'barach. Some of them begin with the barach, and not chotein b'barach. So that would be the first two categories. That's the birchat ha-peirot and birchat ha-mitzvot. They're poteh b'barach, but they don't conclude with the baruch. In other words, you only get one baruch at Hashem.
Right.
So Rashi says, because they're very short, there's nothing more, much more to say with that. So three lines from the bottom in Rashi, he says, Yishum dekula chara hodah, it's like one expression of gratitude. Ben hefse techino debaruch her betocha, there's nothing extraneous like a supplication or anything else. Kamo sheish b'kiddush, yom techilim yom kodesh b'han achileinu. In Kiddush, there's like we're adding other things in, then we said baruch Hashem ha-kaddish shabbat. Okay, now turn page on top line on Mem Vav Beis 46b top line. V'yesh mehen shechotein b'baruch v'ein poteich b'baruch. Then other brachot are chotein b'baruch and not opening with baruch, and that's like the with the birchos kriyat shema. In other words, not the first bracha, the second bracha in kriyat shema, and the one bracha that's after kriyat shema, and in mariv also hashkivenu. It doesn't open with baruch, but it concludes the baruch. V'hatova meitiv. Now this line, it's a question whether this is part of the brayso or the gemara saying it. V'hatova meitiv poteich b'baruch v'ein chotein b'baruch. Hatova meitiv opens with a baruch and it's not chotein with a baruch. So the gemara now says mechlal the bracha v'tein atzmahi. So that's clear that it's a bracha by itself, and it's not part of the previous sequence. So since it's not part of the previous sequence, the previous sequence is birchos d'oraisa, this one we think is a bracha d'rabanan.
Because it's part of the sequence, it would not start with
baruch. Yeah, now let's look at the Taptos quickly. So Tosfos says, okay, so let's say, assuming it is the Rabbanan, so why isn't it smuch l'chaverta? It could also not have to be Poteach B'Barach. So V'yesh Lomar, D'nitkna B'fnei Atzma, M'shil Harugei Beitar. So it was established as a separate bracha. Now there's a bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. Now the Rishonim bring down that the original bracha was Baruch Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam HaTov HaMeitiv. That's the original bracha. We still make that bracha, right? We make a bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. If I buy something together with a partner or a wife, I make a HaTov HaMeitiv. And there's also a person brings, like, I make a Borei Pri Gafen, and then they bring me better wine, I make a HaTov HaMeitiv. He says, so it was established as a separate bracha, and then it's attached to the benching. So now Tosu says, so why does it end with a barak? This seems like a long bracha. Why don't we have it at the end? Baruch Atah Hashem. So he says, V'yesh lomar dishum diksarehi. So he says, it's really a very short bracha. We said it was Baruch Hashem HaMelechon Tov HaMeitiv. Rak shetiknu l'charkach shosh malchior shosh gumulov shosh hatavot. They added on, Tov HaMeitiv, who hated who made to be yetiv, who gumulano, gumulano, gumulano. But the idea is, it's like so huge, it used to like such like a narrow topic, we're going to leave it alone with no chatimus bracha. Now Tosu says quickly, V'nem anatash Torah. Now Tosfos is bothered because in the Birkos HaTorah, so in the time of the Bali Tosfot, so the bracha would be written, and then beginning with Ne'eman Ata, in the Birkos after the HaTorah, there was like a separate paragraph in bigger letters. So Tosfos is asking, So Tosfos says that's part of the first bracha. And why is it written in such large letters? The original minhag was that when they would get to that bracha, everybody would stand up and all say it loudly. The tinok is one who's reciting the haftorah. When the child would get there, so that's why it's there. Okay, let's go back to where I'm running out of time. So now let's see. Now the third wide line, or the third line. Now he's bringing another proof that Tova Meitiv is not Minat Torah. Shri Okron Tabavet HaAvel. It's like dispensed with in the Beis HaAvel, in a mourner's house. It's Kiddatani, like we learn in the Braisa. Mayim Omri Bavet HaAvel. What do they say in the Beis HaAvel in their benching? Baruch HaTova Meitiv. So the Tanakama holds the regular benching. In other words, you say Baruch HaTova Meitiv. Rabbi Kiva Omer Baruch Dayan HaEmet. So the Gemara says Hatova Meitiv in Dayan Emet Lo. In which you only say Hatova Meitiv according to Tanakama, not Dayan Emet. Ella Ema Ha'af Hatova Meitiv. In other words, so the Tanakama will hold both, and the second Tana holds just this Dayan Emet. We'll see in a minute. So Marzutra Ikla the Bei Ravashi. Zutra entered the house of Rav Ashi. Itra Bei Milta. So Rav Ashi was sitting Shiva. He says, Patachu Baruch. And Rav Ashi was benching. So Rav Ashi benched as follows. Hatov HaMeitiv, Kel Emet Dayan Emet. He said, Hatov HaMeitiv, God who's good and is good to other people. Kel Emet Dayan Emet. He's a true God. He's the Dayan HaEmet. In other words, like he's the true judge. Shofet B'tzedek Lokeach B'mishpat. He judges righteously. He judges. He takes only B'mishpat. V'shalit Ba'olamo La'aso Bo Kirtzano. He's the one who rules this world. Like he chooses. Ki Chol Recha Mishpat Shakol Shalo. Everything is his. Manachnu Mova Abadav, where his nation is servants. V'chol Anachnu Chayvim Odot Lo Levarko. And we're obligated to give thanks to him, to bless him. Goder Pirtzopi Israel. He's the one who mends the breaches in Klal Israel. Who Yudorta Pirtza Zopi Israel L'chaim. He should mend this breach L'chaim for life. Now, all right. So that's that piece. Now with this bracha, so it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch with this bracha. The Machaber says to say it. Now in the Nosei Kalin there, it mentions the prevalent minhag is not to say it. In other words, the way that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, if an Avel is benching, so Avel should say this in his benching. So one of the Nosei Kalim says that you only say it if there's a minion. So it means you'd have to have a minion of Avelim who are eating together, and then you would do the benching that way. But I think that's why. So this bracha, again, the Avel shouldn't be eating with other people, so presumably anyway it's just the Avelim, because it's one of the dinim of Avelis. But Avelim could eat with other people. But the idea is that only the Avelim would be saying this Nusach bracha. Okay? Now, let me do two dots, and I'll open up the floor. I don't have it in this sitter. It's in the Art Scroll Bayless book. You have it there as well.
And
okay.
The also,
okay. All right. Now, does look in the cover. May I see it for a moment?
That's what they add.
Yeah, let me just see what it says in the instructions. Yeah. Yeah, so he doesn't give any instructions about why you don't say it. All right.
The Birkat HaMazon said, he said, go to 5:14.
Yeah, and
he
has a law shown that the people who are not Avelim would say, but like if they would say Baruch HaMechad, but I don't think they should be eating with the Avelim. All right.
But what if you have a number of Avelim, three brothers?
Yeah, they can eat together. Right, that's who it would be for. But the thing is, but the Minag is really not to say it. Okay, now, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, and I got to start running here soon, Lehechan Hu Choser. So here's a machloket again, Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean, Lehechan Hu Choser? So Rashi takes it that if a person answered to the Zimun, let's look at Rashi, the fourth narrow line. Lehechan Hu Choser, Mishit Starf Lezimun, Va'amran Le'el, Libet Rav Sheshet, Birkat Zimun Ad Azan. So according to Rav Sheshet, the Birkat Zimun goes to the end of Azan and a call. Uzu Zeliot, Mavsi Kachilatoshig, Moram Avarech, Birkat Azan. So in other words, let's say three people were eating together, and two of them bench with Zimun. Now, number three, let's say Reuven, he waits till they finish Hazan and Akol, and then he goes back to his meal. So now, when he wants to bench, where does he begin his benching from? He says, Bir Hazan, V'chazer zeh shiksik l'shnayim, V'gamar sur to lehechan u'chozer l'varech harshig mor sur ato. So Rashi understands, where does he begin the benching now? So he says, so lehechan u'chozer, Rav Zvid Mishmei d'bayi amar chozer l'rosh. So Rav Zilin Mishmei says, he's got to go back to the beginning of the benching, which makes a lot of sense, because he's still eating more food. Rabbanan amri l'makom shepasach. The Chami say, he'll go back to the place where he left off and begin with no deh. V'hil katal l'makom shepasach. And the Gemara says, halacha is l'makom shepasach. Now, I don't know if we have time for this, but if we look in the second Tosfos, so Tosfos says Pirish Rashi dekai lachat depasik l'shnayim umamtim lachayim marazan vechozer lachar sudato rabbanan amri l'makom shepasak v'chatal l'makom shepasak v'tema to a tema we know is Tosfos' strongest question is v'tema dimken hechi hilchato l'makom shepasak. So Tosfos says, doesn't make sense. How can the halacha be that he'll go back, he'll give him no delicha, but he ate more food, so he's got to do, you know, hazan and akol. In other words, he's continuing on with his meal. The ha hazan deraita, the brach of hazan is from the Torah. Al korcha, or al kain sirich lomar, or dekaya ha demrin la'el. So Tosfos understands the sugya differently. Tosfos says, damavar kumir nevar shakal mishalo, v'sumo onim baruch shakal. In other words, when the person is leading the benching and he's saying the Zimun, he says Nevarech Shachal Mishalo, and everybody says Baruch Shachal Mishalo, what does he respond? Does he go back Nevarech Shachal Mishalo, or does he go Baruch Shachal Mishalo? That's the question. Is the Choser the Rosh? Does he go back to what he had said before, or he goes back the other way? Shemavarech Choser v'omer nevar shachal mishalov zvochayinu v'rabbanan amri l'kom shepasak. He goes back to where he left off. Shomer baruch shachal mishalov v'chein hilchato, and that's the halacha l'makom shepasak. That's the way the Balei Tosfot is saying. In other words, I said nevar shachal, you also said baruch shachal. Now I said baruch shachal. He says v'harav remosha me'ivra pireish. Now that's one pshat. Now a third pshat. Rabbi Moshe Mi'ivra Piresh Dekaya Shosha Achlu V'yatzak Amin L'shuk. So again, this is shot number three in the Gemara that we had before. If three people gathered together and then somebody gets up, he goes out into the street. So we're going to call to him and he's going to answer from the street. V'chamiz L'shuk Korim Lo Mizam Nilav U'la'el Nami Haki Pirisho Anheichan Makom Zimon Sh'tzarich Lu Lo'oto Echad Dekaru Leva Ani. So we said he's got a response. How long do we need one for? Ad nivarech mikame elchi elchi derkobe nitzrichem acher mod let's say rufo v'hakabai lo tomen ashuk lahechan hu choser l'makom shepasak dahinu lamar miazan ve'elach lamar mi nivarech. In other words, he's saying like this: if the person went out in the street, he's not continuing with his meal, not the way Rashi's saying. So he's done with the eating. He went out and he answered to the birchas hazimun, and he's answering till hazan at a call. Now when he comes back and he wants to bench, where does he begin his benching from? So he didn't eat anymore. So is he good with Hazan? In other words, there's only one person going to bench anyway when you do Zimun. So he's outside, and he answers the Zimun, and he answers to Hazan at a call. So now when he comes back and he benches, does he pick up at no delicha, or does he begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, as you know, from
So the countervailing principle is you don't want to do a bracha she'ena tzricha. right?
Right, absolutely.
But if you have kavanah to eat some more and take
Tosfos is not talking about that case, okay? We're done with the eating. Tosfos, no more eating.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the question. Okay, now let's go back. I don't have time. We're going to run the Gemara. Okay, we'll take it down. Any questions on what we did so far, by the way?
No, let's finish. If you have time, I'd like to understand halacha lemaaseh. What, you know... With, just to sound, understand what we're
doing. All right, so the basic halach lemaisa is when a person does the benching, so the first bracha, the mevarech should say out loud, like Tila Hazana Rakol, and everybody should say it. If they're benching, they should be saying it together with him, word for word, and then when he gets to Hazana Rakol, he'll answer Amen. Then with each bracha, the mevarech will do the last part, Baruch Hashem al-Aretz HaMazon, everybody says Amen. You should really wait for the mezamein to get to that part, and you say Amen, and then Amen, and then Amen, until the end of the benching. And if you're going to continue to eat, so then you should listen to the mezamein until the end of Hazan and Akol. Okay, let me rush through, and then we'll see how we did in time at the end. Okay, now, Amarli Reish Galuta Rav Sheshet. So Reish Galuta, he's the exilarch, they said in English, the head of the community in Babel. He said to Rav Sheshet, Afagav the Rabban and Kashishe Atun, even though you're elderly rabbis, or Rashi doesn't have the word Kashishe, which seems to fit him better, even though you're rabbis, Parsai B'sarchesud B'kiminayhu. The Persians, when it comes to the protocol for eating, these non-Jews, they're superior to you. Stay mitot, when there are two couches, it means they would eat like on couches, everybody's reclining. Right. So he says, Gadol Mesibrosh. So first the Gadol, the most important person, he sits down first. Visheni lo lamala himenu. Now the second person, the number two guy, he's gonna be like near the head. So in other words, so everybody's reclining on their left. So number two will be over there.
On his left?
On his left, like in the direction of the person's head. In other words, so if I'm number one, I'm reclining like this, so off to my head is where number two is going to go. So he says here, Uvizman Shem Shalosh, if there are three people, this is the way the Persians do it, if there are three people, Gadol Mesibahem, so the Gadol is in the middle, he says, Sheni Lo Lamala Himenu, number two is off like near his head, Shlishi Lo Lamate Himenu, and the Shlishi, the number three guy, is near his feet. Says, so Amarle, so Rav Sheshet said to him, so if the number one person, he wants to talk to the number two person, so then he's got to stand erect to talk to him. In other words, like my head, I got the cushion over here, so I want to talk to you. I think it doesn't work out. So I have to stand erect so you can hear me. What's doing. So that doesn't seem like a great idea. So Amarle, so Reish Galuta said, Shani Parsoi, Demachve Le B'machog. The Persians are different. They do a lot of hand signals, so he just indicates with his hand, and they're good. They can see the hands. Now, Mayim Mishonim Hechem Achilin. So Rav Sheshet says to him, "Where the Mayim Mishonim are washing hands before the meal?" So they're not even Jewish. So they're why they like? How do they do with the protocol of washing the hands? So Amalei Menagadol. So they begin with the Gadol. Gadol will wash his hands first. So Rav Sheshet says, "Yishev Gadol Bishmor Yadav Atchnot Lin Kulan." You mean the Gadol has to chill out till everybody finished washing their hands? And he's assuming that the Gadol doesn't want to touch a lot of things before the meal because he washes hands, and he's probably going to wait for everybody to sit down before they're eating the meal. So he's going to sit around like just doing nothing. So Amarlei, so the Reish Galuta said, "La'alter mai tu taka kamei." Immediately they bring the tray. In other words, everybody would eat like on these trays or tables. So they had their own personal tables brought out to them. So he washes his hands, and they bring out the table for him, and gudug. That's it. Now. Let me wait. I'll get through the whole thing. Okay. Now, so mayim achronim hechan machilim. Where do they begin mayim achronim, which is like the water for the end of the meal? So amar lei minakatan. So they begin with the least person there. So Rav Sheshet says the gadol yativ yadav mizuamot ashenot l'kulan. Mean the important person sits around with schmutzy hands till everybody washes. Amar lei lo misalki takami kamei adinamti mai l'gabei. They don't take away his table or his tray with food. Till he's ready to wash. This is at the end of the meal. Now, I'm Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet says to the Reish Galuta, "Anam antin to Yidana." I know a brisa that teaches me like the way the Torah says. Tanya, Ketzat Seder Seba. What's the protocol for people who are reclining, means eating a meal? Bizman Shem Shtei Mitot. Let's say two people are having a meal, two mitot, two cushions. Gadol Mesit Barosh. So the Gadol, he'll be seated first. Bisheni Lo Lamate Meru. The number two guy, not like the Persians. Number two is near his feet, so he wants to talk to them. He can talk to them right away. Zman shin shalosh mitot. Let's say there are three cushions because there are three people having the meal. Gadol meisi barosh. So the gadol sits down first. Shein lo lamala himeno. So now the second person is lamala, like near his head. Shlishi lamata himeno. The shlishi is below him. So now the point is that
if respective versions.
Right. Well, if there are two people, so he's got a clear way to talk. If there are three people, Rashi takes it as no choice because the most important person's in the middle. So we can't have him and everybody near his feet. So he's got to be seated first. He's in the middle. And even though it will be difficult to talk to the number two guy, he could talk to the number three guy. And if he wants to talk to the number two guy, in Akhenami he has to sit erect. But there's no way to get around it. Now, Mayim HaRishonim Achil Min HaGadol. Mayim HaRishonim, you begin with the Gadol, is the most important person there, is the one who washes his hands first. Now, Mayim HaChronim, now the only thing I have to sort of put a caveat with this. So the way we say La Halacha is that Mayim Rishonim is from the Gadol, but that's only if the Gadol can say Hamotzi. Everybody's saying their own Hamotzi. So the first person who's the Gadol should wash and say Hamotzi. But if everybody's waiting for everybody, so then the more important person should go last, so he doesn't have such a big break. Okay, now, he says, Mayim Achronim, when it comes to Mayim Achronim, which is the washing before benching, so Bizman Shem Chamesh, when there are five people, Menachilin Men Agadol. So of the last five, you begin with the Gadol. Bizman Shem Mea, but let's say you have 100 people, or not necessarily 100, it could be more than five, Menachilin Men Akatan, Achmegin Eitzel Chamesh. So you begin with the least person, then everybody wash, until I get to the last five. Bechozim Menachilin So in the last five, the most important person does Mayim Achronim. So the one who does, in other words, the one who is that number one of the last five, he's the one who's designated to do the benching. He says, Messiah lay the Rav. So this seems to support Rav's holding. The Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi said the name Rav, and we had this already before. And I say with Dafyomi, the more you do Dafyomi, the more you've had it before. He says, Kulanotel Yadaba Achrona Tchila, whom is Zuman the Bracha. Whoever is the first one to do the Mayim Achronim is the one that's designated for benching. He says, Rav Rabbi Chiya, have Yafri B'sudat to come into Rabbi. Rav and Rabbi Chiya were having a meal before Rabbi. Amalei Rabbi the Rav. Rabbi says, Rav, kumashi yadech. Go wash your hands. He says, Chazik Tchamirta. So Rabbi Chiya saw that Rav is trembling. So Rav thought that Rabbi Chiya told him to wash his hands. He thought maybe he should cut short on the meal, stop eating, or his hands look for schmutzed. So he says, go wash the hands. So he says, Amalei. So Rabbi Chiya said to him, Bar Pachti, it means Ben Gedolim, Ayin Bibirkum Zonaka Amarlach. You know, he was just telling you, when Rabbi said, wash your hands, he meant, wash your hands and look over the benching, because you're going to lead the benching, and we don't have Sidorim and benchers and things like that. And you should have it all straightened out in your mind. Okay, what do you want to say, Odeid?
Nothing. Yeah, the Rosh says that.
Well, we got the Rosh, yeah.
We got it, okay.
Didn't we say it before?
Yeah,
we said.
I had a question. So when you come, when we started the daf, so the Botzea is the Balabait.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
Not going to give the generous pieces.
Right. The kippud of the like if you have a kohen or talmid chacham, he's getting the mezuman.
You mean to lead the benching? Yeah, we're going to have to go through that halacha. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch about this. But in Achinami,
I'm just trying to get the sequence of events here. And what's the tachlis?
One second.
And also, why don't women do Mayim Achronim?
Who said they don't?
I don't know. I see women usually don't.
I don't know why that is. I don't see any reason why they should not do it. I mean, there are things that women shouldn't do, but I don't think Mayim Achronim is one of them. Now,
it's so little.
What's that?
So you put two dishes, don't be cheap.
One second. There's a kufpe. Hey. One second.
Now I told him, I'm buying my machronim. We never got it as a dish.
Let me see. Could you pick it up at the Swarovski?
They don't even have Judaica there.
Give him the business.
One second. All right, you know what? I'm going to have to review this halacha. But in Achinami, Kohanim are definitely one of the priorities. But I need to review over this halacha. Okay.
And my last question was: if I said "Be'olam yichasreinu,"
right,
and don't continue, am I being yotze berkat hamazon?
Absolutely.
So I don't have to continue with all the tosafot.
I mean, since the minhag is to go for and do it, as I would do it. But in Achinami, I know somebody, he just ends his benching with the "Be'olam yichasreinu" all the time. Okay, I think that's okay.
I got two questions.
What's up?
Are these reclining while they eat?
Right.
And are they benching while they eat?
So for benching, I assume you're not reclining.
Yeah, because I thought with Shema.
Right. I don't think reclining is the way to bench.
But so in other words, they recline while they eat, and they sit up and bench.
Right. Okay.
Now, what if there's a disagreement as to who is the number one person?
Yeah, so if it's a balabas, so he's the one who will decide who's benching. If it's not a balabas, like we're all just bringing our food together, so then that becomes a little more. There's a protocol. There's a protocol here in Halacha. I need to review it, okay? So Bli Neder, I'll try to go over that Siman and Shulchan Aruch about. One second. One second. Oh, yeah, I have it. Yeah, it's Siman Reish Aleph. Yeah, Mihu Mavarech. Right. So the Mechaber says Gadol Mavarech Afilu Babasof. Right. So the Gadol is the one who's Mavarech. So in other words, the one who's the most greatest one with knowledge should be the one to bench. That's what he said. Now, but this is tricky. Now, all right, I need to review over the whole thing. Then he says in Sif Beis, Lo yitim chacham Yisrael l'koin ama aretz l'varech l'fanav derech chok mishpat. Aval teilo l'chacham mishut shivarech im b'chach klom. So, when he says here, yeah. So it means a chacham should not belittle himself before a kohen ama aretz. In other words, a chacham should not defer to a kohen who's an ama aretz to let the kohen ama aretz bench. He says derech chok mishpat. Say like in other words, say, oh, this is the halacha, so you have to bench. But if the tamid chacham wants to give him permission, that's fine. About kohen tamid chacham mitzvah lahakdimo. A kohen who's tamid chacham, he's the one who we want to be makdim. But I need to go over it. I don't have time. Okay, that's it tonight. I'll see you later tomorrow night for another night of Duffy.